Good morning, planet Earth. It is May the 25th, 2025. There's a couple fives there. There are some twos, too. It's 7-Eleven. Go get yourself a big gulp. Fill it with corn syrup. Fill it with red dye. Good morning to the 50,000 troops organized nearby, coming to steal your apple pie. They're marching your way, they're gonna make hay. They got 1,000 knives, they're gonna steal your wives. Yeah. It is Sunday. It is around 7-Eleven. It is May the 25th, 2025, Bo Blimp Doc, here on the Olympic Peninsula, not far from the wretched sea, not far from the deep dark below, not far from a whiskey bar where you fell in love with a hoe. So I've decided I'm going to do something that I've been toying with for about 4 or 5 years. In fact, I was going to do this in 2020, but then, you know, regularly scheduled programming got changed on everybody. And frankly, since 2023, my life has been a giant ass fuck. And it's not like my life was that great before, but there was a brief time, 2021 to 2023, Bo Blimp Doc, where I sojourned in Utah, and I breathed in that Utah air. I threw away despair. I found my Mormon roots. I started, you know. Anyways, no, I didn't find my Mormon roots. That's a joke. Not a good joke. I got a few listeners who are Mormons. They're going to say, "Dan, what are you saying?" I'm not saying nothing about the dream mine. I'm not saying nothing about the lost gold of Joseph Smith. I'm not saying nothing about who probably took him out, because that's his own conspiracy, and you can dig deeper if you want to. But yeah, I think I'm going to do a live performance. There's a couple local venues that have, you know, those open mic nights. And so I think I'm going to try to do that. I think I've come up with a good name for my act. You know, they say each one of us, and you know I've told you this before, but can you remember? They say that inside of each one of us, inside of our brains, is a plastic spoon's worth of microplastics. Individually, right, or maybe shared. Do you remember what I just said? I forgot. What were we talking about? So I might do my first live performance, because why the fuck not? The name of my act will be Plastic Spoon Heads. Yes, Plastic Spoon Heads, and I don't give a fuck if it's original. I don't really care. No one owns those three words, and if they say they do, burn it down. I'm calling out to all the secret forces of BLM Antifa, aka CIA PSYOP team. Burn it down. Put in code extra. LL99. Langley. Yes, sometime this summer, CIA will give an order. Burn it all down. Tear it to pieces. We really fucked shit up. We had a good time. Now we turn to slime. Burn it down. Burn down the 7-Eleven. Burn down the bookstore. Nobody likes to read no more. Burn it all down. What was I talking about? Yeah. My act will be called Plastic Spoonheads. If someone owns that name, I'll do a little cocaine and rename myself Trash Brain. I'll come up with different words until my brain is soup, and you scoop it out, baby, like it's your own special slurry. But you better get here in a hurry, baby, while supplies last. Motherfucker. Anyways. Yeah, so I think I'm going to do a live performance. I think the name of my act will be Plastic Spoonheads, unless somebody else owns it and I don't give a fuck. And we'll see. You know, obviously, if you're doing open mic, you got to target that 5 minutes, right? The magical 5 minutes. If it goes longer than 5 minutes, that's because somebody paid somebody in the back or pointed a gun at somebody and said, burn it down. Burn down the stage. Open your heart magnet. Feel forbidden rage. Open the cage like a sage. Your name is Plato, but you don't play no more. And we'll see. If I have specifics, I will hand them out to you. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. I think there's one person who lives within a few hours from here, and a few hours is kind of annoying for people who have lives these days because most of us are just trying to stay alive. So I doubt any of my listeners could possibly be there. But let's see, you know. Target the magical 5 minutes. Do a little bit of that storytelling bullshit. Incorporate into the genesis of it the whole theme of you've got a plastic spoon in your head, buddy. So do I. So does your cat. So does your dog. Plastic spoon head. Anyways, next topic. Dan, I can't believe you're talking about plastic spoons in people's heads. So I'm going to read you, I'm actually not going to read the article, but I'm going to point out some features of the article. It comes from EHN, I think that's Eco Health Network or something, or Environmental Health Network. There are not very many good sources on the story. It is a story that goes back more than a decade. In fact, it's a story that really became a big issue in the mid-2000s. Like, I'd say it was 2005, about 20 fucking years ago, that I started reading about this. And since then, nobody has come up with a good explanation. But like I've told you, my brothers and sisters, I think there are people who know, and I think there are people who talk. And the talkers get paid to tell you bullshit. And the people who know get paid to keep their fucking mouths shut. The actual title of this article that you can read is Microplastics Impair Bees' Memory and Threaten Global Pollination. This was published on April the 29th, so it's about a month old. And it's authored by the curators of the site. Microplastics from all sorts of products, according to the explanation, are getting ingested, getting into the environment, getting into these bees' brains, and impacting their ability to actually survive. And the question you need to ask yourself when you approach articles like this, because the good news about Plastic Spoonhead is I might not talk about any of this shit anymore. Like, I don't want to talk about Israel. I don't want to talk about the Holocaust. I feel as if the truth of the Holocaust is somewhere near the lunar excursion module on the moon. You know, if you could go up there and find the lower part of the limb, you know, the one they show you in the picture after the astronauts take off. If you can go up and find that lower part of the limb, the landing pad part, next to it is the truth about the Holocaust and JFK and a whole bunch of other shit, and it doesn't fucking matter. Papa Blumpity Blump doesn't fucking matter. The tariffs don't matter. Your Bitcoin doesn't matter. There are things that matter right now. And so you know that I am a consistent man, even if I am consistently retarded. You should understand, I've been telling people this for 10 fucking years. There are things today that people will tell you are priceless. In the not too distant future, you're going to find out they're fucking worthless. And there are things today that the powers that be, the great creators of culture, there are things today that people say are fucking worthless. Like having an intact family. Like having actual clean water. Food you can eat. You don't have to take nutritional supplements. Wouldn't that be neat? You know, when I was a kid, food actually had this thing called nutrition. It's crazy. But then Norman Borlaug saved us. Yeah, Norman Borlaug. He saved us. So, if you've dug into this issue of the bee thing, you know that they've been throwing all kinds of explanations at us. But I would venture to guess that if there's something impacting the bees, and I know you're going to say this is crazy, Dan, you're really crazy. If there's something impacting the bees and the insects and the birds and all kinds of fish populations, if there's something out there doing this, it's probably doing it to us too. Which is another way of saying, if you think that the environment is kind of trashed, I don't know how to say this, and please don't be offended, but no matter how many fucking nutritional supplements you take, no matter how keto you are, if you run 10 miles a day and can lift 400 pounds, your body is trash too, fucker. And you can take all the supplements and all the pharma drugs to cover it up. You can pump yourself with methylene blue and look like some type of fucking freak show. But at the end of the day, you're also a fucking landfill. Most of you don't want to admit it to yourself. Now, am I telling you should sit around and eat cupcakes? No. But don't pretend the goal is to look really, you know, cut. The goal at this point is survival. If you have kids, the goal is survival. Here's some survival fucking advice so that when I do podcasts in the future, I never have to repeat this again. I hope I just don't because it's too fucking late. But here's some advice. If you have family members on pharma drugs that they could potentially replace with a non-pharmaceutical approach, and I don't care what it is, ADD, depression, you name it, you need to help your friend, your family, your partner, whoever this person is, get off of those things because those things will become scarce, you know. If you are on a drug you think you need, I would suggest figuring out a way to purchase a lot of it. Like maybe several years worth. And if that means you have to go to Mexico and go all crazy like you're a criminal, I can't tell you what to do. I won't say go break the law because only morons do that on the internet. But what I will tell you is that very soon those drugs that you believe you need, that you absolutely need, that you can't live without, that do not have an herbal or natural path or naturopath substitute, that you can supply for yourself, by the way. It can't be from West New Zealand. It has to be something you can supply yourself. If you don't have this, then you need to get a supply that's going to last you a while. And that's if you're an optimist. Like if you believe that what's coming is only going to last a few years. Best case, it's going to last decades. Decades. Decades of chaos, decades of crazy. And if you think we're there right now, we're not there yet. You're getting a peek of it, a taster, but you're not there yet. And that's best case scenario. That's famine, that's war, that's probably nuclear war in many places, if not everywhere. That's chaos for 100 years probably. And that's if we're lucky. So yeah, if you're an optimist, get yourself a couple years worth of the drugs, but I'll be honest with you, I think you're gonna need more. So no, I don't like talking about these fucking stories because I think we're being lied to. I think all the sides are lying to us, the Republicans, the Democrats, the left, the right. I think that there is truth. If I had the money, I would want to go find it. You know where I would go for a year? I would travel around the Arctic Circle. Assuming a person like me, if I had the money, would be allowed to do it. Because at this point, they more or less militarized the Arctic Circle. Have you fucking wondered why? Oh, but Dan, I saw a video about a dude living in an ice cave. Sure you did. I know you did, buddy. And there's still ice left. The problem that you don't get, and many people don't get, is none of these things are linear. They are exponential. They are discontinuous. They creep up on you, like Hemingway said about, you know, going broke, slowly, then all at once. If you have ice in the water and it melts, pop quiz, does it impact the level of the water? Well, a little, because ice is actually bigger. So actually, water levels should theoretically drop a little, right? If you have, you know, if ice melts in the water. If you have ice on land, what does that do to the water level? That's the point. You see, the phase one of this was basically the ice in the water. And that phase is probably over. We could have a blue ocean event this summer, maybe next summer. When that happens, the Arctic officially becomes a heater. The Arctic is already warming four times faster than anywhere else. When you had your snowstorm in New Orleans, and I say snow, N-S-N-O-H, trademark Raytheon Lockheed, but when you had your snowstorm in New Orleans, it was raining in just about every major city around the Arctic Circle. Don't you think that's fucking weird? If you don't think it's weird, I don't want to fucking tell you. If you think it's a pole shift, guess what? That's also a fuzzy event. And that's and if this is one of the side effects of it, that's already bad enough, really. Because if one of the side effects is 100,000 years to 1 million years worth of permafrost rapidly melting, then yeah, it's going to be a hot time in the old town tonight, even if it only lasts a couple decades. Even if it resolves itself in 100 fucking years, and that's optimism, for that time, that transition is gonna suck. And there might be very few places on planet Earth where a person could survive. One of them being Antarctica. Another being basically the tip of South America. Potentially South Africa. But a lot of places are not going to do well. New Zealand might do okay. I don't know. I mean, you'd have to ask somebody who has the data. I don't. You'd have to ask somebody that you could trust. Why the fuck would you trust me? You've never fucking met me. So you do your own work. The reason why I want to become Plastic Spoonheads is because I'm tired of this shit. I have no feasible means by which to find out. No means. You know, I have no means to determine if I'm being lied to. And isn't that a lot of fucking ego to make it about me? We're all being lied to. And if most of you don't give a fuck because of the plastic spoon in your fucking head, then guess what? I probably shouldn't care either. Next topic. Dan, you've already ruined my weekend. I know I did, puddle flower, but here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. If the Walmart is open, but church is closed, something is terribly wrong. If the Target is open, if the Kroger is open, if the big box is open, Home Depot is open, truckers are driving, construction waka are all open. But the church is closed. Something's really fucking wrong. If the wars are happening, if the bombs are dropping, if those fucking trails in the sky keep on spreading, but the church is heading down the hole, probably something's really fucking wrong, right? If your minister is telling you to put a coffee filter on your face because he or she can't fucking read the disclaimer on the box, they're lying to themselves. But they're also deceiving their flock. And maybe we could call it Hanlon's plastic spoon instead of Hanlon's razor. Maybe the explanation's simple. And we're in the doom loop. Those who could solve it have already fucked themselves. Plastic spoonhead. Plastic spoonhead. Walmart is open, but the church is dead. Yeah. That was 2022, wasn't it? And I don't mean as in the year 2022. I mean the year 2020. That was 2020 all over the place. Walmart open. Wars are open. bullshit is open. Antifa, BLM could shut down 12th Avenue, bisecting every major route for a lot of people to all of the emergency rooms in Seattle. You should think on that, shithead. I videotaped it. I don't need people to tell me it happened. I have the MP4s. I have the files. I know what happened. I nearly got beat up from frankly, you know, taking video too close. The thing about PSYOPs, they love it if you take video from a distance. When you start actually taking decent shots close up and seeing the Glock sitting out of the buck cracks of those Seattle bike cops pretending to be BLM, when you actually see that shit with your own eyes, then you realize you're being mindfucked. But again, all of that shit was open. All of it was operating. The Ferrari of Seattle, a literal stone's throw from Chop Chaz Chopia, was open. Oh, but didn't they have some broken windows? Yeah. I think they made that up with one fucking Ferrari sale, you fuck. Probably a fraction of it. But they did put up some flimsy gating that I also recorded. Yeah, real fucking flimsy gating. The Ferrari of Seattle was open. But church was either closed or your minister was saying, put the fucking coffee filter on. Oh, but we'll do a Zoom meeting, Dan. We'll do church on the internet. How's that working out for you? I mean, it probably works for some of you. It means you can leave your Pornhub window open. But how is it actually working out for you as a Christian? This whole Walmart can be open, the bomb factory can be open, every fucking evil fucking thing, crooked thing can be open. Amish aren't dying, homeless aren't dying, but church, at least that's what we're telling you, right? Because could we really do it? Was it Simon Says? I mean, we saw a lot of PSYOP bullshit, but was it just another fucking trauma monkey? Which means they tossed that fear at you to see if you had a fucking plastic spoon in your head. And after what I saw in Seattle 2020, a lot of you fuckers have plastic spoons in your heads. I figure if you fly a lot, you probably get an extra dose. Maybe you have a Tupperware thing in your head. Yeah. If the Walmart is open and the church is closed, something's wrong, folks. And I'm telling you this because they may be throwing us this direction again. The lockdowns could be disease-related. Who knows? They might actually tell us the truth. At the end, at the very end, if we're in the popping smoke phase, the truth becomes a weapon for them because it's traumatizing, it's confusing, it infuriates, and when you add in a fucking plastic spoon to the brain, it immobilizes. So yeah, who knows? At the end, they'll dump the fucking truth on you. One truth bomb after another. I said this in January 2020. They'll pop the smoke. Are we in it yet? I don't know. It still feels like Bo Blimp Doc. So it still feels like we're not quite through it. And I still believe the final phase of Bo Blimp Doc is popping smoke. Anywho, next topic, right? Which is really the last topic, which is the only topic. What did I just talk about? I've been saying this for several years, at least since 2022, that I want to stop covering the news. It's hard because I suffer from schadenfreude, but the good news is the plastic spoon is impacting my cognition. And I don't have to worry about what was I talking about? Who the fuck is Liam Neeson? Why did he fuck my mom? Why did your mom give me AIDS? What is AIDS? Can you cure crabs with diabetes? Can you cure diabetes with candy bars? Are you on fire for your passionate love nest? Do you have a secret grandpa? I have one. I'll be your Liam Neeson. I'll give you genital crabs. You can be my Nancy Drew and eat my scarlet poo. It is Sunday, May the 25th, 2025. Bo Blimpdock, and I think Bo Blimpdock's almost over, but then maybe it's the plastic spoon in my head docking. From now on, we're going to talk like plastic spoon heads, hopefully. We'll focus on the fucking baseball and the hooker boobs and the Nancy Mace butt cake pics. We'll focus on t-shirts, focusing, directing obscure ideas towards an absurdly broken mind. We're not going to talk about honeybees having Alzheimer's, because that's what they have. That is what they have. And so do we. And if that's happening, well, gee whiz, let's just fucking forget about it. And let's forget about the fact that the forgetting about is part of the fucking problem, and it's going to just make things worse. Let's forget about the forgetting, and let's ignore the fact that the brains of the peoples who could fix all this are shrinking. Have a great rest of your fucking Sunday.